Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about is for local businesses all coming together
and networking with one another, now you will be able to see our national, all the locals will be coming together, and we will all be meeting at the national business headquarters, which is located down in, this year is going to be in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. I think we do have a representative of the National Business Association on with us. If so, would you welcome yourself and introduce yourself?
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother David.
Yes, sir. This is David K. Hassan, the president of the National Muslim Business Council.
Brother, welcome so much to the Washington metropolitan area. We've been eager to hear from you.
Wonderful. Well, I'm just wanted to be able to share in with information that perhaps would help the local and the national and the international, and that's what I do. I've been the president of the National Muslim Business Council, NMBC, for the last 12 years. We started out as being the North Carolina Business Council, and then we went to the national. And since that time, we have been having conferences around the country, from Houston to Los Angeles to Philadelphia, you know, all around the country we've been having these conferences. For this year, we will be in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. We was in Raleigh-Durham last year, and it was so exciting and so successful. By popular demand, they wanted to come back to Raleigh-Durham. So we are now back in Raleigh-Durham, which will take place May 5th through the 7th, 2017, NMBC 2017 International Trade Show. I mean, that just means that we got products coming around the world, around the country, to display and doing business with each other, investing in each other, and doing trade. And this is what it's all about. We just need to step it up. Not just only do we do business in the United States, but we're doing business globally as well. So I'm just happy to be a part of your show today. And, you know, we just wanted to share in. That's all we want to do.
Well, Brother David, like I said, we're glad to have you, especially during these economical times. I've been, for the last couple of weeks anyway, talking about the heavy boom of spending that's going on during these holidays that they have tagged as Black Fridays until about a week or so after Christmas. And I've been saying this is a perfect example of our huge consumer spendings. And if we could take a look at what, because again, we're trying to compete as much as we can, but again, we just do not own the businesses. But we can see how our consumer spendings and the large amount of consumer spendings that we do spend. So hopefully this will be a perfect example as to where we can become vested with each other and start businesses in our own community, because the example is that we can see the huge amount of monies that we are spending, but we just don't own the businesses. So it's wonderful having you in town, because, like I said, we work here locally trying to encourage and promote our local businesses. But you, like I said, you have you lead the national headquarters, which is all of our locals throughout the country and our national business organization. So
right.
You know, this is the power and this is the example. This is, as a matter of fact, Brother David, this is the most powerful African American business organization that I know of in this country. So I'm saying that to say, of course, Muslims and we've been out here, you know, we have to be independent, but we encourage our Christian brothers and sisters to also to look into the power, and especially during this administration that we're getting ready to come under. This is, you know, and I like for you to speak on anything you like to speak on, especially some of the uncertainties look like that our country is having our communities because of of the uncertainty of this election. But like I've always said, any kind of if you start talking about disparity or let's put it racism or anything like that, it's all to me. It's all about economics. Take care of the economics, everything else disappears. So, Brother Dave, any comments that you'd like to make, please do.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And the listening audience out there, I mean, listen, all of us in this together. If you're an African-American brother or sister who perhaps tired of the same old, and living from paycheck to paycheck, and really can't make headway other than a house and a car and an apartment, then I would say that you need to attend the National Muslim Business Council conference. We have it every year, and we have brothers and sisters who come and listen to some powerful presentations, how to start a business, how to go in business, how to save your business. This information will be given just for a little price of $49 if you register before February. Now, that is where we had individuals. And my own blood brother has been on the job for 22 years as a Toyota manager. Different capacities in his company, the Toyota company. He came to one of the conferences. And within 60 days after the conference, he went into business and opened up his own automobile dealership. Mm-hmm. So I can point out four or five people that came to the conference this year has gone into business. That's just how powerful those speakers were. And I'm telling you, that's what it's all about. People cannot continue with all the money that's around there to be exposed. You have just as much opportunity as any other body to go for what you want to go for. And all the time you're scary at times that you don't want to live out there because you've been with a job for a long time, you feel like that's security. But if you put God first and be sincere in your efforts, he will send you all the help and all the assistance you need. He will send you Bilal. He will send you David K. Osana. He will send you many prominent business persons around the country that's proven in financial independence to help you get where you need to go. Now, I know we quote statistics, but the bottom line is to get something going. If you don't do nothing but sell some sweet potatoes, or you don't do nothing but sell some watches, you don't do nothing but sell some something, you need to do something on the side until you be able to get financial independence. You cannot go week in and week out, month in and month out, year in and year out, just looking for that job, because one day that job not going to be there. It's proven with the downturn in 2008, and who knows, it may continue to turn. But I'm saying to you, I don't care whether it's Democrat or Republican or who be in the chair, we need to come together and be able to get the economics that we need. And the way to be able to start is to start out small and go big.
Precisely so, Brother Dave, because just to echo to what you are saying, and that's why it's so important that they come to these conferences. I'm saying they, you African-Americans that are in the presence of our voice, come to the conference. Stay in touch with the Business Association because, like Brother Dave was just saying, we are here as local business folks, and we are here as national business representatives. In other words, Brother Dave and the National Business Council, they have wholesale distributors that can put you into the retail business.
We can put you into the retail business. Not that we can be able to seek out financing. This past conference, we had a young lady from Dubai that came in with Islamic financing. No interest money. We got packages now that's waiting to be approved. She came and addressed us and told us what she had and finances we have. We will be able to help you and assist you. Not only that, I know many of you have watched the Shop Tank. In many ways, we are actually going to be doing something similar to that called pitching this year. You have an idea, you have a concept, You're ready to go and take responsibility of what you're doing. I'm saying we got a few brothers who's setting aside and waiting on you to invest your idea. Maybe up to $10,000, maybe up to $50,000. Depends on what kind of ideal and concept you have. We have to go back and help our brothers and sisters who have ideas and concepts but can't get no finance. There's some of the problems that we're running into. We can't get finance on small projects. Not so much a big project, but on small projects. And I think that the small projects will go into big projects, but we got to start now. Now, this is the best time for us to really get in business, to really go into business. If you got an idea of thoughts now, I'm saying let's go forth. Let's go ahead and use your intelligence and your mind to do business for yourself.
Brother Dave, I'm getting so excited because you're talking my language, but we're going to bring on a few more speakers. You have several callers, I think, that wish to greet you. Again, it is an open mic to business folks, so the same way you hear Brother Dave and I are talking in general, the mics are open to you also, so we ask that you sort of include yourself. Don't wait for me to bring you on. The first caller or the first person who's on the phone, we greet you. As-salamu alaykum. You have any comments for myself or Brother Dave? Caller? All right, Brother Dave, we got several callers on, but you and I will continue. We got we still got 45 minutes on the show, so those who wish to comment will come in as they feel free to comment. But in the meantime, what you're saying now as far as a business growth, I've been saying for the longest time, and I'll say it again, that if you look as a financial planner, I keep saying retired, but I don't think you ever retire from this business. I'm still out seeing clients occasionally. But as a financial planner who's been licensed in the business for over 40 years, of course, you've heard me say before that if you looked at a portfolio of one's financial investments, you would want to look at that portfolio and see the history of what you're invested into. And I would say look at the portfolio of the African-American community, and you're going to see a community that is consuming over $800 billion in consumer just buying. And but when it comes to businesship ownership, you're talking about maybe 1% or 2%. So, again, this is your own groups that are spending this money, but as entrepreneurs, we cannot represent our own communities with goods and services simply because we do not own the businesses. That's why others come into our communities and become very wealthy because we don't own those communities. And I'm certain, Brother Dave, you agree with me, and I wish for you to comment, but if we became a vested community, and what it is to become vested. Vested means that we have to have some sort of obligation with each other in order to say that we own things together or in order to invest. But become a vested community, and I say, again, the example of where it pays for you to become a vested community is look at the huge spendings that we're spending. So, again, right. Like Brother Dave was saying, your $10,000 or your $20,000, but I would say the down payment that you're about to put on your next automobile, the $2,500, give me a 100 investors, and each investor put up $3,000. And I am saying now we're ready to go into any type of franchising business or any type of business that we really want to go ahead and get started. So, it's not because you're in with a large group and you're trying to accomplish something where one of us can't accomplish it, but, brother, the entire community, there's no stopping us. So, Brother Dave, I want to throw that in. Please continue.
Right. One of the things I've got to point out here, that, number one, we're going to have a plan. We got to have a plan because we all over the place in terms of African-Americans. They lack of trust among each other. And that goes to the old residue of yesterday of slavery. And we understand that. We understand we're going into debt, that we got our brothers and sisters are very skeptical in terms of trusting each other because that's how we've been taught over the years. And little business sense that we have and men grew up with about economic development. So we're going to have to change that narrative, have to change that thinking. And then once you be able to change the thinking of the people and where they think, then you can be able to send them down and to the table and be able to negotiate some economic development for themselves. So that's what one of the things we're working on. And the next thing we're working on is the fact once they got a plan, then you have to know what you want to go into. And then you have to be able to get the necessary support pieces to be able to go into what you're talking about going into. You have to have that mind, in that mind, that what you want to do. Because a lot of times we want to do a whole lot of things but doing nothing. And this is time out for that when everybody else is making headways around the country. This is one reason why the NMBC is so important to the African-American community, that we can be able to leverage what we have out there among our brothers and sisters. Number one, we got to invest in each other. Number two, we got to trust each other. Number three, we have to be responsible persons when we be able to do business in contract life. All we need is a lawyer and someone as an accountant and trust those individuals who are in that they will be able to trust whatever business you're in. And I don't have to worry about it. The only thing I want is my dividends. Most of the African Americans got money in the bank, they didn't get but 2% interest, less than 2-3% max of interest in their money. If you invest that money and take a chance, you could get, if you invest $10,000, you may get 10% or 20% on your money. Depends on what you go into. So that's the kind of risk you would have to take. Everybody's taking risks like that. And I listened to 60 Minutes wherein the lady lost $500,000 of Enron. $500,000 she lost. And she got up $10,000, said she's going to invest in it again, $10,000. Pretty much she said that's all we had because they lost everything and we've been staying in an apartment. But she said, I got to invest. That's a part of my success and my growth. If I don't invest, I cannot be where I were before. Even though she lost that kind of money, she ready to invest again. She said, this is a capitalistic society. This is a society wherein you have to invest if you expect to get America dream. She went on and invested for $10,000 again. Look at all the money. Did you know anything about the guy? Do you know anything about, I got to know the same thing about him based on Enron. But she had to take a chance on him just like she took a chance on Enron if she expected to make some sense. Because we're not talking about investing in the crooks. We know that's a crook in the beginning. We're not going to invest. But there's a lot of people out there is not crooks. And we have to take the chance and go ahead on and invest and do what we need to do for our families, for ourselves, that we need to do because we certainly can't do it on a 9-to-5.
And by all means, Brother Dave, you, like I said, a businessman, a person who's been in business for over 40 years and have depended on the business for livelihood, not only my livelihood, but my entire families, including my wife, grandkids.
Wonderful. Praise be to Allah. Good.
You have to be responsible. But I can say, saying that as a businessman, you have put yourself into an economical class that those two of you are like Brother Dave said, you're used to the 9-to-5. But when you making $300,000 a year, some will find that to be a high income. But I can tell you right now, and I don't know, Baker is not on this telephone with us, but she's a CPA, and she's also a member of the New Africa Business Association. I think you may have heard of Miss Baker, Brother Dave. But the two of us, when we started a business back some 20 years ago, first year in business, we netted over $300,000 a year. That's when I knew the independence of working for yourself. And like I said, as a business person, my thing, the reason I am so apt, I'm not trying to give away monies. I don't. I mentioned the $3,000 that we're looking for 100 investors. I'm not asking anybody to come. I'm not trying to give nobody $3,000 or what have you. And I'm not even trying to work physically in the business. But I am saying that I can see in the African-American community that if they are going to go in somebody else's community and buy a franchise items of sandwiches or fish for this or chicken that, then if we had that same franchise right in my community where you didn't have to travel and where it was right there because we're spending. So I am saying put the businesses right in your communities, and the same folks that you see coming into your communities getting rich off of you could be you. So that's why I am, because I can see that anytime my community, my peoples, are spending over $800 billion in consumer spending, then I need to put a business out there. And again, that's why I am glad I went into business, because, again, I was able to service my community. But I'm saying, my goodness, I was nothing but a little small tip of nowhere. Our community is huge. It has a whole lot of monies. But, again, we as African-Americans just are not in commerce. Brother Dave, I'm going to come right back, and we're going to hopefully continue this, but we're going to take a slight commercial break.
Okay, I only have about 5 minutes left, but and I'll give you some real end of the talk that I can stay, and hopefully I'll try to get on you with an hour in the future.
The commercial break that we was going to take was actually my own personal business a commercial, so I said let's hear that then. And just continue up because I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Okay, thanks, sir.
So, Brother Dave, you may continue. And like I said, we do have callers on the phone.
Well, I've got about five more minutes. And let me say this before I actually can move out, and then I'll try to be down the road or down in the future. I hope to try to be with you for an hour. With the listening audience after today. But one of the things that we need to know, and is very important, that we all in this together, as I said in the beginning, but we have to be able to come to realize that the economic development is very important to our community, and if we don't know it, we need to learn it. And we got to reach back and get our children. Who I'm dealing with right now is a bunch of young men, a group of young men that I'm working with on a daily basis, about 10 young men who didn't have no idea that they would be on their way in the restaurant business, in the janitorial business, on their way in terms of the technology. I mean, these are young men that somewhat we have given up on. But now they are really doing wonderful and striving and trying to position themselves to be in business for themselves. They're doing training. They're learning. They want to know. And it's just a matter of time before someone step up to the plate and finds one or two of these brothers I know that's ready to go. So this is what I'm working with, and I've been working with for quite some time. Now, I'm hoping to try to get as many brothers and sisters to the conference in May 5th through the 7th of 2017. Now, we're in the process right now in your area, Bilal, that we getting ready for a bus. A bus is coming out of Baltimore, Washington area to the conference. We are sponsoring 20 young men, no expense, between the age of 18 to 30. We'll sponsor them young men to come in that conference, sit down, listen, understand what it's about, and they can have the enthusiasm and the spirit, and one day they'll go in business for themselves. And not only that, we will talk to them during the time of the conference, but we will stay with them through the whole year up to the next conference in communication and listen to presentations and talking and ask some questions. These are young men and women who actually have desire to really move into the economic arena. So we hope to try to assist them all we possibly can. So this year, a bus is being organized and put together by the sister by the name of Janine Muhammad. Muhammad, you're familiar with her.
Yes, indeed.
Janine Muhammad, I want you, if you would, try to get with her and find out. And we're getting business people to sponsor this bus. We're not saying that she's going to get the numbers or whatever the numbers is, and we're going to call within Raleigh, Baltimore and Washington area and get those individuals to sponsor bus to come up to the conference. The same way in Cleveland, Ohio, they're doing the same thing. Atlanta is doing the same thing. Now we're going to open the floodgate of economic development with our young people. Now, you and I have been in business. I've been in business for 30 years, been in financial independence for 30 years. You've been in business for 4 years. We're saying that we're reaching back and get our young brothers and sisters and get them on board so they can be able to enjoy the financial freedom that you and I have been enjoying for many years. So I'm hoping to do that. And I just like to, for folks that listen, if they would go to www.nationalmbc.org and register and come to the conference or look and see what we have there, or you can reach us at the telephone number that you can reach us at is 704-201-1353. Or you can go to www.nationalmbc.org. You can be able to email us at info@nationalmbc.org. info@nationalmbc.org. So those are the information you can get in contact with us. And Brother Bilal, I certainly appreciate you allowing me an opportunity to come and be on your show. And I have thoroughly enjoyed all the shows they asked me to come up on around the country, but some I just can't come to all of them because of I have to maintain personal, also have to maintain an organization and other family responsibilities. So I'm good to be on it, and I'm looking forward to coming back on in more time that we can go into the depth of the African-American plight, and then we can be able to see when we can address some of those issues.
Well, Brother Dave, you certainly are welcome. As a matter of fact, all of these locals are inspired by you
as a leader.
And those of us who have participated with you, we know the value. We've been introduced to the value of what I would say that the heavy hitters. In our association, this is no.
You'll be
impressed when you meet some of these guys are millionaires and have been serious businessmen. So again, it's through your leadership that I got to know these entrepreneurs and become associated with them, and that's my motivation.
I tell you what, Blav, you hadn't forgot it. About 4 years ago, you was one of our honorees at the conference there for your outstanding work.
Trophy is
in
right
business
here.
And your outstanding.
My trophy is right here in front of me as we speak, Brother Dave.
Okay. Well, you certainly deserve that, and you were one of the first NMBC honorees because of what you have been doing over in the Washington, Baltimore area, and you have been in touch with and doing the work that needs to be done. So NMBC appreciates you, and those individuals, I'm sure, in the Baltimore area, the Washington area, certainly appreciate you, too. So I'm looking forward to spend more time with you and be able to talk.
For you. We're gonna start working on that bus that you're talking about. Because
right, good. Get the sister Janine, that's her name, Janine. Janine is working on her bus, and got a brother in Atlanta working on one in Cleveland. So let us know what's going on. We can help. Now, perhaps if you're running into a problem with money, you shouldn't have to run into a problem with money with young brothers. A lot of these young brothers in Baltimore, Washington, area got
in
money.
DC,
we have to pull together, but we want to help.
By all means, no. Here in Washington, D.C., there shouldn't be a money problem as far as doing what we want to do.
Okay, good. Thank you.
It's just a matter of whether we want to do it. And I know here in Washington we want to grow economically.
Okay, then. No problem. And I just want to thank you again for allowing me the opportunity to come on the show, and I'm looking forward to be back on the show again. And may God bless all of you, and in Arabic, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you.
Wa alaikum salam, rahmatullah. All right, again, brothers and sisters, we'll be right back after this commercial break. Be right back in just a moment.
Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.bynumandassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090. Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
And welcome back to the show. I want to, again, I thank our guest, the president of the National Business Conference, Brother David Hassan. He will be back along with many of the entrepreneurs that, like I said, that he will be introducing us to, and entrepreneurs that are quite successful. I've met him, and I look forward to meeting them again. But to you, this is, like I said, the Business Association and all of those that are associated with us, our objective is to identify businesses, and we make no bones about it. We're trying to identify African-American businesses in our communities throughout this country. Myself, I represent the Baltimore, Washington metropolitan area, but other areas also have business associations, and we all are out to do the same thing. We want to identify our businesses in our communities, and once we identify those businesses, we want to promote those businesses. We want to network. I have those businesses to network not only with us, but network with the communities by even having gatherings as to where we bring the business communities and the commercial or the clientels together, where they can actually lunch and have lunch and learns, where they can get to know their business communities. Meet them directly in person. This is the type of networking and the type of recognition that we try to bring to entrepreneurs who are already in business. Now, for those, once we can have accomplished, think that we have accomplished identifying our businesses, we need to ask you to help us by simply calling in. New Africa Business Association is sponsored by business professionals like myself, who are very concerned about the economical growth in this community, and we would like to incorporate our communities as to where we can grow collectively. And it's not a social issue here. We think we can do quite well by bringing businesses in our communities. So this is why many of us look forward to investing and become invested with the communities. I do want to remind some of the entrepreneurs that it's the end of the season, the end of the year, and it's time for taxes. Not only entrepreneurs, but even the working class. You have until December the 31st to either get you some type of IRA, a qualified a retirement plan. And, of course, those retirement plans, like I mentioned, can be an IRA. Everyone can get an IRA. Just about any working person can get an IRA. What is an IRA? An IRA is the tax monies that Uncle Sam have already taken from you. If you would open up a qualified retirement plan, this is for yourself, and put these funds into whatever an IRA, you can put up to $5,000, and that $5,000 you can get back on your taxes. So again, Uncle Sam's going to take the monies anyway. Why not make a deposit before the 31st? You know how much you're normally paying in taxes, so there's $5,000 that you can get back simply just by having an IRA, and just about everybody qualifies for that. Also, business owners, those who own their own businesses, and you do not have IRAs or retirement plans taken out, you're responsible for your own retirement. You now can qualify for SEP STEPS, an SEP self-employees pension. These self-employees pensions, again, you can write up to $40,000. And in some cases, you can accelerate that depending on your age. Check with your accountant. But again, you have until the 31st of this month to take the advantage of these tax-qualified plans. And we also have the 457 pension plan, a 457 pension plan. Those are deductibles for the real high income, $250,000 and up. But you have until the 31st of December before you have to make deposits into these qualified plans. We are expecting to have some of the professionals who are associated with the Business Association, the New Africa Business Association and its incorporation, and those professionals are CPAs. Myself, I'm a financial planner, but we have CPAs, certified public accountants, and we have lawyers, estate planners. We all work together collectively to run this organization. In many cases, we even come on this radio and we even do estate planning seminars. So look forward to one of those coming up between now and the first of the year. You should definitely tune in for those because you're going to be getting a lot of professional advice on your estate and what happens when you have to deal with probate. So look forward to giving those seminars, but it's this is the valuable information that the professionals that have made up the New Africa Business Association. We know that our services are needed, and this is a way that we feel like we can give back to the community. So you may want to stay tuned for many of our upcoming seminars because it's all about being informative to our communities as to where we can grow collectively as business owners. So again, our call-in number, anyone who wishes to make any closing comments, our call-in number again is 657-383-1372 every Wednesday from 7 until 9. From 7 until 8, you can expect to hear a broadcast from the New Africa Business Association. So, again, we will be right back with our closing our remarks in just a few moments.
For you Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing. You know it's you that I am longing. Oh, I tell you, I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you throw away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the end? Unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you, you'd throw away romance. It looks like the ending. Unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a hell you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul.
And welcome back to the show. Just to remind you again that the International Trade Show will be taking place again in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. This trade show is where you will see all of the local businesses associations all coming together. Business associations from all over the country will all come together, and we will all present ourselves and do our annual presentation to the national. And this is where you will have businesses displaying wholesale, their retails, their goods, their vendings, food, just about everybody who is in business and have something to contribute it to. Bid in business you'll see at the International Trade Show. And for those of you who like to go down and as far as selling your goods, as far as vending, you also are encouraged to go ahead and register. The number to register for the International Trade Show, again, you can call 1-888-776-9908, or you can call 704-201-1353. I will repeat those numbers. The International Trade Show, May 5th to May 7th of 2017. And for those of you who wish to get booth for a vending and the display of your goods, you can call 1-888-776-9908, or you can call 704-201-1353. Again, I invite all business owners, if you're a business owner, like Brother David said, what we're business owners, it's what we definitely want to have recognized. But our biggest presentation probably is your business idea. It's that idea, it's your business idea that we also invite, because we think that there are many, many hidden ideas out in our communities. We think there are all types of talent. So, again, we ask that you come forward with the local business association, or come forward with a business association in your area, or call a national business association. But we certainly invite your talents, because, again, we're looking to grow our communities economically, and we know in order to do that, we must become vested with each other, realizing the power of what one can't do, many of us can. So the New Africa Business Association, certainly thank you for your time. We look forward to hosting you throughout the rest of this year. And I can tell you right now, 2017, we have some very powerful programs by some very interesting entrepreneurs. And remember, our show is not only about business, but we also get into politics, and occasionally we will have a religious discussion. So you'll find We are a community based business association. We are trying to stimulate the businesses in our communities, and we're also trying to bring out some of the better ideas in our communities. So, by all means, stay in tune and continue to listen to the New Africa Business Association. We thank you so much for your time and your attention, and we will see you at our next program. Thanks so much.
My days have grown so lonely. For you I cry, for you kneel only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing. You know it's you that I am longing. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it. That you throw away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending. Unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. Mm-hmm. for you, dear only. Oh, why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing, and it's for you that I am longing. Oh, I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it, that you'd throw away pretending. It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life for hell you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and
off. If I cut everything off and leave it on for a while. Everything.